Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi guys, Chris Wilcock here for The Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 29. We're going to call this episode Sankalpa. Sankalpa. We'll talk a little bit about what Sankalpa is, and that's what this episode will be about. In previous episodes and in my book, we have talked about beliefs. We've talked about, you know, what beliefs are, where beliefs come from, how we have beliefs ingrained within us, and in many cases, they are misbeliefs, right? So they are beliefs that aren't really rooted in truth. Things that we've learned growing up, a lot of people in our lives help to, plant untrue beliefs, right? But we believe them. And even if we think we don't believe them, and, you know, we like to think they're not true, they possibly aren't true. Like I said, they're probably misbeliefs. But subconsciously and consciously, we have a lot of our thoughts and a lot of our lives are driven by those beliefs. And in my book, and on my podcast, I've talked a lot about what those beliefs are, how those beliefs have gotten there, and some ways to get rid of those beliefs. Last week in the episode, we talked about our thoughts. How we need to think in order to manifest things, and how important our thoughts are. And it's great if you are trying to replace your thoughts in the way that I've, you know, mentioned in my book before, and I mentioned in last week's podcast, and you listen to that and you know, you're working on your thoughts, that's fantastic and very important. But if you have limiting beliefs, right, so your beliefs stop you from actually moving forward in the direction you want, limiting beliefs are obviously negative for you, and they could be things like let's talk about, you know, growing up or whatever, you've adapted a belief that is like, I will never amount to anything. I don't have the ability to earn a lot of money. I'm not very good with money. Or let's say, you were told that, oh, you'll always be overweight. Your weight will always be a problem. These things are probably not true, but they become true for you because ingrained deep within you, your belief is that is true. Okay. So we've talked a lot about beliefs before, and we're not going to spend any more time on beliefs, but what I want to do in this episode is I want to talk about something called Sankalpa. Okay. So Sankalpa is a way to work to change a belief. Sankalpa is rooted in yogic traditions and is particularly used in something called yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is a type of yogic exercises. You know, there's a lot of different talk these days about yoga. And there's a lot of different you know, wings or avenues within yoga. So yoga nidra is one of them, and we'll talk about yoga nidra probably in an upcoming episode, or maybe even next week. We'll spend some time exploring, you know, the concept of yoga nidra and what it is. But for now, to use Sankalpa, you don't really need to use yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is a perfect setup for Sankalpa, but there's other ways to use Sankalpa. So here, let's start talking a little bit about what Sankalpa is, right? So like I said, it's used most of the time in yoga nidra, but it's basically, because yoga nidra is sort of a state of deep relaxation. So when you're going to use this Sankalpa, what you need to understand is Sankalpa is an intention statement. And what it means in the yogic tradition, if you were actually to look at the word Sankalpa, it means an intention formed by the heart and mind. If you form a Sankalpa, it is a resolution that is very specific to refine and change something, particularly a belief. It is usually a short statement or phrase that's very clear and concise and gets right to the heart of what you want to change, a positive change. Now, there's some guidance here around Sankalpa, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes here. But really, what I want you to think of a Sankalpa is an intention statement. And a lot of people use intention statements. We've talked about intention statements before. The trouble is, when people use intention statements, they tend to only use them for, you know, very short periods of time, or they're not clear and they're not concise, and they use a lot of different intention statements at the same time, and it's not as focused. And one of the things about an intention statement, and particularly a Sankalpa, is that you want to do it when you're in the right frame of mind. And by that, you want to be in a very relaxed state. It's something that you want to target your subconscious mind specifically to change those limiting beliefs. And that's why it's usually used during yoga nidra, which is a very relaxed state, right? And then you say your Sankalpa, and it's really deeply ingrained into your subconscious mind. One of the things I want to say about intention statements or a Sankalpa is that, you know, it's not something that works overnight. It takes a while. It took quite a while for, you know, that limiting belief to get ingrained in your brain. And it's going to take a little while in some cases, some of you a little less. Maybe it's something that, you know, can happen in a week, a month, I don't know, maybe a year. It's something, depending on how that belief got ingrained in you, it's going to be a challenge for some of you, and others not so much a challenge. So it's an intention statement that you use, that's firmly entrenched into your mind, into your subconscious mind, and attempts to change the limiting belief. It's an extremely powerful tool, but again, there's some sort of gotchas with it, right? So when we're working with Sankalpas, it's basically a short intention statement. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you have a belief that you are, you know, you're going to be overweight your entire life. You will never lose weight. You're working hard to change those intention statements. You're working hard to eat the right things. You are, doing exercises, and you're working really hard to change that. And you tell yourself every day that, you know, you are going to lose weight, and that, you know, you're feeling better, and you use a lot of very good, strong intention statements, and that's fantastic. They probably are helping. They're probably working for you. But I will tell you that a Sankalpa is an extremely powerful tool. So it is really an intention statement that you do and use at the right time. And like I said, generally we use it in yoga nidra. And I'm going to talk about yoga nidra, like I said, in an upcoming episode, probably even next episode. But when you can use Sankalpa right now is when you're in a very relaxed state. So we talked about this in my book. Intention statements or Sankalpa are more effective used when you're kind of groggy, right? When you are in that peaceful place, when you're relaxed. So first thing in the morning before you've actually gotten out of bed, or last thing at night as you're going to sleep. Those are pretty effective as well. So that's what I'm going to suggest until you use yoga nidra to really work with your sankalpa statements, right? So your sankalpa. Now, your sankalpa, let's say you go back to what I was talking about where it's a weight loss thing. And, you know, you've been working hard and all that stuff. You could have a sankalpa that says, and it has to be in a positive phrase, positively, and in the, correct tense, right? So as if it's already happened, right? So you could say something like, your sankalpa statement could be, I am losing weight regularly and I feel extremely healthy. Something along those lines. Now, I didn't take any time to come up with that, but you know the gist of what I'm saying, right? Something positive, relatively short, that gets right to the heart of what you're trying to do. But one of the things I will tell you about Sankalpa, and it's the same with intention statements, is I totally recommend that you keep them a secret. And I don't mean that in any top secret kind of way. I mean it purely that it's not necessarily something you want to tell others. You know, you don't even want to necessarily tell your life partner. And here's the reason, right? This is the only real reason to not share this secret that you're doing Sankalpa, or what your Sankalpa is. You can certainly tell someone that you're doing Sankalpa, but I wouldn't, tell them what your Sankalpa statement is. And the reason would be is you get judgments from other people, right? So maybe you tell a girlfriend and they say, oh, really? Oh, I don't think that's going to work. Or they might say something to you like, they might let you be doing it for a few weeks. And then they might say something to you along the lines of like, is that working for you? It doesn't seem to be working, right? There can be some judgment. So you're better off not to tell somebody. If you even tell a life partner, like I said, that life partner could come back at you in a few weeks and go, you don't look like you're losing weight. You don't want to introduce any negativity. So I would just purely keep it to yourself. Another thing about Sankalpa is, like I said, a lot of people use multiple intention statements. They work on, a number of things at one time, weight loss and wealth and relationships and, various things and getting a job. And that's fine. But really what happens there is you're taking away by having too many intention statements. So with Sankalpa, it's something we usually recommend that you just have one area to work on at a time, one resolution, one desire that you want to change, right? And it will be an extremely powerful statement when used in this way, right? So if it's weight loss that you're doing, just have the one statement, like I said, something along the lines like, I am feeling very healthy. I am losing, 2 pounds a week. Come up with something that basically implies that it's happening. Your intention should be something that is doable. Here's an example. You could say, I am very healthy, right? So if it wasn't weight loss, it could be, I am extremely healthy. I am very wealthy. I am losing weight on a regular basis. That kind of thing. So something very positive, something very simple, something that, very effective. And like I said, keep it to yourself. Do only one resolution at a time. And then the other things is you really need to push it into your subconscious mind. So you want to say this intention statement a number of times, generally during yoga nidra. Once you're in a yoga nidra state or relaxed, you would generally, say it 3 times. And then as you're coming out of yoga nidra, out of the meditation, you would probably say it, a couple of times then. So what I'm suggesting in your relaxed state is you probably want to do your Sankalpa in the morning before you get out of bed, 2-3 times, repeat the same statement. And then as you're going to bed at night, do it. Repeat it very often. And you know, you can even say it during the day. But the thing is, the reason we're doing it when you're in a relaxed state is you want to do it when you're, you know, your critical analyzing mind is shut off, when it's not saying that's not true. You want to be in that very relaxed place. Now, I will tell you, if you're doing yoga nidra, which I, like I said, I will show you and talk to you a little bit more about in an upcoming episode, you will find it a little bit more effective than you will if you're doing it just as you're relaxed and falling asleep. There's sort of a real amazing handshake that happens when you do it with yoga nidra. But again, it is very effective when you're using it in a relaxed state, right? So repeat it often. And remember, like I said, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. Keep at it for a while, right? And you know, the other thing is you just can't wait for it to happen. If your goal is weight loss and you've got a sankalpa around weight loss, you can't just, you know, expect to do this and say it and then eat whatever you want and not go to the gym. And, you know, it's not a magic pill, right? So it will really ingrain into your subconscious mind, and it will replace those negative or limiting beliefs. But you must also take initiative. You also must, you know, have some intention around what you're doing. You actually have to follow through. So if you want to lose weight and you have the sankalpa for weight loss, then obviously you're going to, you know, continue going to the gym, and you're going to continue watching what you eat and that kind of thing, right? So, and like I said, a sankalpa is an affirmation, an intention statement. But the impact really comes from the fact that you are focusing like a laser beam on one thing. So kind of think of that. If you're doing multiple intention statements, you know, wealth, relationships, a new job, all that stuff, it's wonderful. It will change your beliefs, like I've said in my book and in previous episodes here. But when you do the Sankalpa, you are really focused, drill down, laser beamed on that one limiting belief. And you know, the other thing about Sankalpa is it really is important to pick something that is extremely important to you. If you pick something that doesn't, you know, isn't really your life purpose, isn't really something that you're driven to do, you know, let's say, for example, you make a Sankalpa around wealth and you say, I am wealthy. And you repeat that to yourself all the time, but money means nothing to you and wealth means nothing to you, and that's not really a life goal. It's not going to work as well, right? So I would certainly start with a Sankalpa that is extremely important to you. Now, if you really want to be wealthy and that's your driving goal, or you really want to have that amazing relationship and you choose relationship, those are the really impactful Sankalpa statements, right? So find something that is really important to you. And, you know, like I said, it's not that hard. Make it a sentence. It doesn't have to be too long. Make it in the right design. Be very positive with it. And say it and write it and put it down as if it's already happened. So I am wealthy. You know, I have lost 20 pounds, whatever it is. And you know, more positive and you know, wording that you can give it, but also make it feel very natural to you. Don't use words that you wouldn't use. Don't use concepts that you wouldn't use, that kind of thing. So make it something that's important to you, and make it so that you can memorize it as well, right? So, and the other thing you can do is when you're saying it, if you're relaxed and your eyes are closed and you can visualize it, that's even more effective, right? So if you see yourself in that job, or you see yourself in that relationship, or you see yourself wearing that dress if you've lost weight or whatever it is, have some visualization with it, right? And that becomes even more important. So like I said, Sankalpa, it works because it is really focused, right? It's a really focused intention statement that you're going to say, you know, when you're in the right frame of mind. And by that, you know, just to recap here, you want to do it in a very relaxed state. So most of the time we do Sankalpa when we're doing yoga nidra. Yoga nidra is a type of yoga. it's not a physical type of yoga. I will tell you that when you do yoga nidra, you are laying down, you're in a very relaxed state. It doesn't take that long, you know, it's a 10-15 minute yoga meditation exercise, and it's an amazing exercise where you can awake, you know, come out of it feeling very refreshed and very energetic, and it's amazing. And like I said, the Sankalpa is something that's used within that. So this is just something else for you guys to try. It's something that's very powerful. Again, like I said, don't tell everybody what your Sankalpa is. Focus on one resolution or one intention at a time, one Sankalpa at a time, and stay with it until, you know, till you feel that that's worked for you. So let's say your goal is to lose 30 pounds, and I would keep doing your Sankalpa till you've lost your 30 pounds, right? And then you can turn it to, you can start using the Sankalpa for something else you want, like a relationship or a career or money or whatever it is. So just remember, you're gonna have to, you might have to keep at it for a while, and don't wait for it to happen. Don't sit there and say, oh, it didn't happen today. Don't bring any negativity into it. But you will find that if you use a Sankalpa, that it is a pretty magical thing. And I know that's pretty hard to just tell you that, but I would really suggest that you do it, give it a try. It will work to change your beliefs, and your beliefs are your limiting beliefs are what is holding you back. And that tied in with your paying attention to your thoughts that I talked about last week. Extremely powerful tools. These two tools together, gatekeeping your thoughts like we talked about last week, and then using intention statements, or particularly a Sankalpa, in the right frame of mind, that very relaxed state, and particularly in yoga nidra, you are going to find that they are extremely important. So that's all we're going to talk about today, guys. I'm going to wrap it up there. This episode has been episode 29. It's called Sankalpa. And next week we will do yoga nidra. I think it's important to introduce you guys to yoga nidra and give you that extra tool in your toolbox. Now, Sankalpa and yoga nidra were not something I put in my book or focused on in my book. These are yogic techniques. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of amazing tools at our disposal for helping us manifest. And over the next, so many weeks and months and maybe years, I'm going to talk about some of these amazing things to help you be better at manifesting. That's the whole goal of this program, The Gifts of the Universe. If you haven't already taken a look at my book, check out my book. There's a lot to learn in my book, a lot of powerful stuff for sure. Keep following the podcast here. I really appreciate it, guys. When I look at the numbers now on Anchor and I see how many people are following us and how many people are subscribing and how many countries, it's unbelievable. I want to say that there's probably not a country that we're not in, where we seem to be, and I haven't counted them all, but it seems that we're just about in every possible country there is, and that's fantastic, guys. I have been receiving some emails. A few weeks ago, I asked you guys to send me some questions and stuff, and that's sort of where this came from. Somebody had asked me a little bit more about refining intention statements and giving some tools around intention statements. So here we are. I thought I would throw out Sankalpa and talk to you guys about that today. And so keep those emails coming, guys. Keep subscribing. I really appreciate it. Like I said, if you can buy my book, even better. Thanks for being there. So I really do appreciate you guys. I did promise that I would send some books out to people who have sent emails. I'm in the process of doing that. So thanks for those emails, guys. And like I said, after we talk about yoga nidra next episode, I will start delving into some more of the questions that have come from the listenership. And again, guys, this has been episode 29. It's Chris Wilcock from The Gifts of the Universe, and this episode's been called Sankalpa. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Until next time. Thanks. Bye.